sin's a horrible, horrible master. Church membership will not kill sin. Baptism doesn't kill sin. The Holy Spirit has enabled every believer, no matter how young you are in the Lord or old in the Lord, listen, to put to death the deeds of the flesh. And how is that done? Obedience.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. It's great to have you listening with us today. Pastor Bill's study from Romans continues now with the conclusion to the message, Who's Your Master?
They have also not healed the hurt of my people, saying, oh, peace, peace, when there is no peace, meaning the pillow prophets. They were just prophesying things that weren't true at all. And he says, were they, meaning the priest and the prophets, listen carefully, God says, were they ashamed? Oh, when they had committed all these abominations, no, they were not ashamed, nor did they know even how to blush. Think about that. They were unashamed, and they were literally unshameable. God says, I'll take care of that. I'm going to deal with that. You know, Will Rogers said something. He said, listen, live in such a way that you would not be ashamed to sell your parrot to the town gossip. That's a good word, amen? Look at verse 22 now. But now, I love that, right this minute, having been set free from sin, that past act from the master of sin, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have, watch this, you have it right now, your fruit, believer, to holiness, literally sanctification, and the end, everlasting life. You have fruit right now. Now, this is very important. Listen, if you don't have fruit, then what's wrong? See, God does not justify someone that he's not going to sanctify. In other words, he's not going to save a person who said, well, I'm going to save you, but you're never going to grow up. You're never going to be turned into the image of the Lord. That doesn't happen. The moment when a person is born again, he starts changing because the Holy Spirit comes and takes residence in their heart. You're a brand new creation in Christ. Amen? This is so vital. See, it says you have your fruit to holiness, which means that ongoing process of sanctification. You cannot be a Christian without bearing fruit. No fruit, no root. That means you're not connected, loved one. You know, I don't need to go to church. I have a Bible, but I don't read it. I don't have a prayer time, but I'm a believer. I'm saying, well, you better check yourself out. I'm being very honest and tender. I love you, but you need to check yourself out. Amen? Now, Jesus told us in Matthew 7:18, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. See, the only way for us to develop fruit in our life is to abide. It says, Jesus told us in John 15:1, I'm the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, and the reason, that it may bear more fruit. Jesus said, you're already clean because of the words which I've spoken to you. And he says, abide in me. Live through me. Stay in contact with me. Stay in fellowship with me. Draw nourishment and strength from me. He says, and I in you, as the branch cannot, say that word, cannot. It's so important, Christian. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Fruitfulness only comes from relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That means absolutely nothing. So listen, but with Jesus, you can do all things. With Jesus, you can bear fruit. With Jesus, you won't fail at the Christian life. We cannot have a Christian walk or the Christian life apart from our Savior. Now look at verse 23. I know you know it by heart. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When a person comes to the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone be in Christ, new creation, old things have passed away, Behold, all things have become new. And I want you to notice something about this scripture. Did you notice that it says the wages of sin, singular, not the wages of sins, plural? You see, the word sin there is referring to the sin nature. When every person that is ever born, they're born into Adam. And because Adam sinned, all man have sinned, and death came through sin. Amen? I know we know that. In Adam, all die. In Christ, all shall be made alive. So the wages of that one sin, meaning that sin nature, you can't help from being born into Adam, like I said last Sunday, but you sure don't have to stay in the Adam's family. You can get out of it by coming to Christ. But the thing is that sin is a liar. See, sin promises you pleasure, and it does. It's only for a season. But sin promises you, man, you're living the dream. No, sin lied. Sin only does one thing. The wages of sin is death. So God gives everyone a choice, especially the believer. Think about this. You want life or do you want death? There's two destinies. There's heaven and there's hell. The wages of sin is death. Loved one, there's only three kinds of death in the Bible. First, you have your physical death. One day, unless the rapture occurs in our lifetime, then we're all going to close our eyes and this old body is going to go return to the dust. That's a physical death. And then we have spiritual death. That's what we're all born into, spiritual death. Ephesians 2:1 tells us that we were all dead, spiritually dead, not physically dead. We had no relationship with God. We were all dead in trespasses and sins. So we had the physical activity of life, but we had no spiritual life because we were the natural man. We were in Adam. And then this word death that's in verse 23 here is the word for eternal death, which means separation from God the Father forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. All of his goodness, all of his love, everything God is, that person will be separated forever and ever. Why? They didn't come to Christ. The wages of sin is death. Spurgeon put it this way. Before he was saved, his mother talked with him and said this. He said, my mother told me that if I perished in hell, she would have to say amen to my condemnation. I knew it was true. Oh, it sounded awful. And it had a great effect upon my mind. I would think so too. My Lord. You see, the word of God is so powerful. And you know, sin, it pays. Isn't that amazing that sin pays? But what it pays is death. So whenever a person who's not in Christ, they don't want anything to do with Christ, they don't know it, but every day they're earning. They're going to be paid one day. They're earning. Their sins are just mounting up and mounting up. And sin says, okay, hey, here it is. It's over with. Here's your paycheck. You are dead, eternal death, separated from God. See, a wage is something that you earn. It says there, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That means a gift is something that you cannot earn. Actually, it should read the free gift. You just receive it by faith. Think about that. That's all that a person has to do. I always, when I'm witnessing to people, the lost, I always go and I point to this verse and I say, listen, why do you want to pay for your sin? I mean, the wages of sin is death. You're in Adam. In Adam, all die. You don't have to die. God loves you. He wants you, man. All you have to do is believe in your heart. It's not about church membership. It's about being born again. And I say, why would you want to pay for your sin all eternity, forever and ever and ever, never ending, when Jesus has already paid for your sin, and all you have to do is believe that and ask him to come and live in your heart. Amen? Well, I think, why won't they just do that? See, there's only one way out of Adam. It says right there, eternal life, that gift, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Well, I'll tell you, eternal hell, as I've said before, that is sin's payday, and a sinner earns it. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. You know, we have to ask ourselves a question, Christian. Now listen, we are in a battle. We are in a war. Every morning when you wake up, the old man wants to wake up with you, doesn't he? Come on. Even though he's severed from us in some spiritual way there, and even though he's been rendered inoperative or whatever, or dead, the fact of the matter is that we can still open the door for the old man. Sin is still present. It's so important. So every day, this battle, the devil, the flesh, our appetites, whatever it might be, we have to make a decision. We have to say, listen, who's our master? See, the devil wants to deceive you. Man, listen, the old man is lying to you. He wants to tell you, no, I'm still here. I'm still running things. And the problem is that if we believe our flesh, if we believe what we feel, you can feel it. Isn't it amazing, the emotions? You can feel, if you covet, you can feel it. If you're jealous, you can feel it. If you are lonely or sad, you feel those emotions, don't you? Come on. Lusting, you feel, you sense it in your body. That's the old man. That's not the new man. That is the flesh. And we have to understand those are the feelings. See, you may be saying this morning, well, Bill, you know what? I am in trouble. I open the door for the old man and listen, he is eating my lunch. Well, then I want you to listen to me. You've got to believe God's promises. I want you to look back at verse 14 with me for a moment. Look at this in 6:14. Listen to this now. For sin shall not have what? Dominion. Sin shall not have dominion over you. It'll not rule as your Lord. It'll not be your master. And here's the reason. For you are not under the law, but you are under God's grace. Now listen. Listen carefully now. This is a promise. Verse 14 is a promise of what must be and will be for all those who are truly saved and under the very grace of God. It says, now listen, sin shall not be master over you. And if that's the case, therefore don't let sin master you, because sin is not going to master you. Do you believe that? No, listen, that's what I'm saying. Romans 6 has to be embedded in your hearts. We're in a war constantly. I'm in a war. Listen, I get out on 820, and when those people start running me off the road, do you think that I'm just, you know, like St. Paul? No, I'm like John, the sons of thunder. Call down fire upon them, Lord. Barbecue them right there. I'm just being honest. I know you would never think or even do that, but I would. No, that old man wants to rise up, that anger, and you have to say, shut up. You're not going to, no, you don't rule me. You don't tell me to be angry. You don't control my life. You don't control my thinking. Man, I am severed from you and you are dead. You've been crucified. You've got to believe those facts or you'll never, ever be able to experience what God has for you. And this is vital that we embrace these things. This is a promise. Listen, whenever God told us in Philippians 1:6 that he who began a good work in us would complete it, bring it to fruition, bring it to complete until the very day of Christ, he meant it. That doesn't mean, well, Bill, I'm in a jam right now. I've opened the door. Okay, well, then here's what you have to do. You have to believe God's word. You have to believe it with all your heart. God can't lie. Verse 2, what does it say in verse 2 of chapter 16? It tells us, we died to sin. Our old man died. Now, here's the deal. Do you believe it or not? No. I mean, I have it up here. No, you have to have it here. It has to be heart knowledge. That's the only way you're going to have the victory. Whenever Jesus died, we died. Whenever he was buried, we were buried. Whenever he rose from the dead, we rose from the dead to do, what does it say in verse 4? To walk in a newness of life. Do you believe it? That's the key. And you have to say, yes, I believe that. I embrace that. I don't care what my feelings say. I don't care what anybody tells me. I don't care what my flesh is telling me. I don't even care what my mind is telling me. I believe it with all my heart. In verse 6, whenever it tells us that the old man or the body of flesh has been put out of business, it's that body of flesh where sin's headquarters, to the command post, where it's been put out of business, it's been rendered inoperative. Listen, we have to really believe that with all of our heart. We're in a war. We really are in a war. Read Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and following. Remember what it said last week? I think I quoted that. It says, do not walk in the flesh. That's a command. Do not walk in the flesh. No, walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Command. Remember? What's the promise? You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You'll not. Walking in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill it. That's a promise. God, I'm going to walk. Yes, I want you. God says, I want you to walk in the Spirit. I don't want you to feel the lust of the old man. See, we have to believe chapter 6, all of it. We have to believe each and every divine fact. Every one of those truths, you have to put that into practice. You have to believe it with all your heart and put the old man down, put the flesh down, put the devil down. Amen? We shouldn't be an angry people. We shouldn't be a gossiping people. We shouldn't be a lying people. We shouldn't be a judgmental people. We should be the most loving people in all of the world. Amen? Yeah, it doesn't mean that we don't have blue Mondays. It doesn't mean sometimes we don't get depressed. It doesn't mean that sometimes we're not lonely. And sometimes we're confused. But I'm telling you that God will get you out of each and every one of those things. So what do we have to do? Well, loved one, listen to me. Since sin is not our master, our history with Adam is all broken. Remember what I told you last week about the Holy Spirit of God? How are we going to kill the old man? How are we going to kill all these sinful affections that try to come upon us at times? Let's go ahead and go forward to chapter 8 very quickly, and let's look at verse 12 one more time. We did this last week, but let's look again. Romans 8, 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Look at verse 13 now. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, watch this now, if you, Christian, if you, believer, by the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, by His power, the power of another, if you put to death the deeds of the body, that old man, all those desires, you will what? Live. That means more than just live. It means you're going to have a victorious life on this stinking planet that is passing away. Do you understand me? And the only way to have victory over the devil, the only way to have victory over the old man, the only way to have victory over the flesh is the Holy Spirit of God. There's no other way. You see, our obligation, it says, you put sin to death. You do it. If you're not, it'll put you to death. You put it. And how's it accomplished? By the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that's living in us. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you know His voice? Are you practicing awareness? Is He there? Do you know His voice when He says, don't go to the left, don't go to the right? He loves you. He loves me. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit, loved one. The sin has been trying to kill you since the moment that you were born. Sin spreads death. Sin's a horrible, horrible master. Church membership will not kill sin. Baptism doesn't kill sin. And listening to my sermons doesn't kill sin. It might kill you, but it doesn't kill sin. No. The Holy Spirit has enabled every believer, each and every one of you, no matter how young you are in the Lord or old in the Lord, listen, to put to death the deeds of the flesh. And how is that done? Obedience. Lord, you said it. You're dead. Billy, the old bad Billy, you're through. Leave me alone. I don't think like you anymore. I don't act like you anymore. I refuse to receive that into my life now. I'm born from above. I just want peace and joy. Amen. I just want the peace of Christ. No, listen, if you want to live, then you're going to have to learn to do something, Christian. If you want to experience all in chapter 6, there's only one way. You have to live in order to kill. That's what you have to do. You have to kill off the appetites of the flesh. It says in Colossians 3:5, therefore, put to death, that means to deprive of power, okay? That old fallen nature, put to death in your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, desire, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. It says for us to put them to death. Listen, do you know the best way to put the old man and the old appetites to death? The best way? You starve him to death. Do you understand? You don't give him anything that's going to nourish him. If you nourish the old man, he's going to say, ooh, I put on a lot of weight. I'm feeling good here. No, you can't nourish him. You have to kill him. You have to keep him dead. And the only way to do that, to keep him deadened, if you will, is starving him, removing things that feed that appetite. And then in turn, what do you feed? You will feed the Spirit. You will nourish yourselves on the Word of God. The Bible says in Galatians 5:22, talking about these supernatural fruits. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love and so forth. And then it goes down and it says self-control. You have self-control. It's a fruit, a manifested fruit from the Spirit of God, and it can only come from heaven. Not the kind of control that we have on, you know, the earthly self-control. No, no, this is a supernatural heavenly, amen, fruit that we have in our lives that is operating. You know, listen, God is a miracle working God. It says in Corinthians, there if I can find it, in 1 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 9, it says, Paul says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And then he says, man, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. And then he says, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortionists will inherit the kingdom of God. And listen to what he says now. And such were some of you. He says that to the church at Corinth. You know what? We could go down that list and we could say the same thing about us. Amen? If such were some of, yeah, we were into those sins, but listen to what God says. He says, but you were washed. That's past tense. You were washed with the blood of Jesus, man. Your sins are as far as the east is from the west. He says, but you were, that's past tense. You were sanctified. You were set apart. You were made holy unto God. And then he says, and then you were justified, declared righteous, just as if you had never sinned, receiving the spotless, perfect, sinless record of Jesus Christ into your account. He says, oh, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus. And here it comes. And by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. See, he is in us. He's changing us day to day, week to week, year to year. We're not getting worse. We're getting better in God's eyes. Amen? Because we're being changed. Listen, it's so vital. And I don't want to be so redundant, but please forgive me. Chapter 6 is vital to us. We are believers. We're no longer in Adam. We're now in Christ. Remember when I talked to you about the cucumber and the pickle? I'm closing. We're getting ready to go eat, okay? Listen, remember that last week? Okay, remember that the cucumber was dipped, babto was just dipped for a moment in a process and removed quickly. And then the cucumber was dipped into our baptizo, immersed completely in another substance. And when it came out, it was now a pickle. Okay, we have been immersed, baptizo, into Christ. Not babto. Oh, no, not just a little. Oh, no. We were Adam. We were in Adam. And he immersed us, and we came back up, what? In Christ. You see, the word baptizo means a change, a permanent change of condition and a permanent change of environment. We are in a brand new environment. In other words, like I told you last Sunday, we're no longer a cucumber. We are a pickle, and we can never, ever, ever, ever be a cucumber again. Do you understand me? Never. Okay, I am no longer an Adam. I can never, ever be an Adam again. I was a sinner, but now I am a saint. I can never, never, ever be that in that lifestyle again. Not only that, I am no longer in death. I've passed out of death all the way over into life. That is my permanent environment. I am there forever and ever and ever. Why? Because Jesus is our master. Because Jesus is our Lord. Loved one, listen. You have to stand against your own self, meaning the old person, and say, listen, you're not going to defeat me. You're not going to drag me down. You're not going to destroy me, because I'll tell you, I belong to Christ. I'm his purchased possession. If you don't do that, if you don't, you will open up a door and you will constantly be in trouble. Aren't you glad you came this morning? Amen. Father, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, that Adam has no right to us. The old man has no right to us. We believe the promise that sin has no dominion, no right, no rule over us ever again. We believe, oh God, that we're being changed from glory to glory to glory into the same image as our Lord and Savior by the power of another, the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, bless your people. Let them memorize Romans chapter 6. Let them just devour every fact. And let them not walk by feeling, but walk by faith and claim the victory that you purchased for us, oh God. Help us to gain the grace that you've given us, Lord. Help us to believe our new man more than the old man. And Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus as Lord this morning, that's meaning that they're not a believer, I pray when the song is over this morning, they'll make their way down to this altar where they'll find men and women who will love them and lead them to Christ Jesus.
Pastor Bill will be back tomorrow to finish out the week with more from his Romans series. And we hope you can tune in once again. As always, thank you for listening today. God bless, and so long for today. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.